This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. We get lots of questions about the origins of street names around Austin, and it's easy to see why. I mean, most of us pass by the same roads every day, and you can't help but wonder, how did these names come to be, and do they tell us anything about the city we live in? KUT's Saida Hassan investigated one question about the origin of street names in a neighborhood in North Austin.
Recently, we got a call from a listener named James Arnold. James was curious about the names of some of the streets in the Highland neighborhood off of St. John's Avenue in North Central Austin. He noticed that a lot of the streets were named after women.
Miranda, Esther, Lisa, Rufus, mostly women. I think Rufus is the only one that's a male.
James wondered who Miranda, Esther, and Rufus were, and whether they'd played a role in shaping the neighborhood. One day, while getting a slice of pizza, he got to talking with the shop owner who had grown up in the neighborhood. She told him that those streets were named after children who died in a fire at the old St. John's Orphanage. James was curious whether there was any truth to this story, so he asked the same question about the origin of the street names in the Highland Neighborhood Facebook group. He didn't mention anything about the fire, and James got several responses from his neighbors saying they'd heard the same story.
I didn't even know that this was the land of a previous orphanage or just the history behind that. So, you know, just made me really interested in kind of what the history was.
The neighborhood surrounding St. John's Avenue has a rich history. Its origins date back to the late 1800s. A group of black religious leaders called the St. John Regular Baptist District Association bought more than 300 acres of land there. They opened a school and an orphanage. Eventually, after the Great Depression, the association decided to divide the land into individual plots and sell it to families who needed a place to build their homes. The St. John's Orphanage shut down in the 1940s. To find out whether there was any truth to the neighborhood legend, I decided to zero in on two of the streets James asked about, Miranda and Brenda Drives. I combed through old building permits and plat filings, and I found out that Miranda and Brenda Drives were named in 1962, 6 years after the orphanage burned down. So I wondered, could there be truth to the story that these streets were in fact named for children who lost their lives in the fire? Well, it turns out that's not possible. When the main building of the orphanage burned down in 1956, it had already been shut down for several years. News reports from the time show that no injuries were reported in the fire. And unfortunately, city records don't give any indication of who Miranda or Brenda may have been, whether they were people who lived in the neighborhood, or whether they were names that the neighborhood developer thought up on a whim. But one thing's for sure, rumors about the orphanage have been a part of the neighborhood folklore for decades. Before the fire in 1956, it was commonly accepted that the abandoned orphanage was haunted. People reported hearing eerie sounds coming from the building at night. Teenagers used to dare each other to go ring the old school bell at the front of the building at midnight. Authorities were unsure of the cause of the fire, but once the orphanage burned down, residents were convinced the ghosts were gone. As one article from The Statesman puts it, unless ghosts can stand roaring hot flames in the bright light of a blistering August afternoon, the old St. John's Orphanage is no longer haunted. If you visit the St. John's neighborhood today, you'd probably never know what used to be here. So many of Austin's oldest black neighborhoods are facing change and redevelopment, and their history is not always apparent to people who live in the city today. James Arnold told me that when he walks through the Highland area today, he can't help but wonder what stories from the past he and his neighbors may be overlooking. They've been talking about ways to honor that history.
You know, I was talking about, you know, bronze, you know, statues of children playing in a splash pad or something like that. I mean, just something to really show what this area was meant to be for the African-American community at that stage in history. And, again, it's just really rich history that would be nice if it wasn't buried.
Because one thing this story tells us is that when we leave gaps in history, people will fill them with their own stories. Saida Hassan, KUT News.
There's much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can ask your own question there. It might be the next one we'll answer. Or you can subscribe to this podcast at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.